Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by David Ginsberg, Chief Marketing Officer at Pluribus Networks. Welcome, Dave.
Hi, Allison. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Yeah, no problem. Why don't we just get started? I don't think we've had Pluribus Networks on the show before. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. We're a SDN startup located in Silicon Valley. I've been around for about 5 years, and we were started with the premise that server-style economics and programmability that really redefined server technology over the last decade could be made available to the networking space. So the co-founders tackled what was, in fact, a very difficult problem, creating a network operating system, which we call NetVisor, that introduces additional programmability, virtualization, and analytics to the whole networking space. If you want to draw a parallel, if you look back to what VMware did for server virtualization and programmability about a decade ago, we're basically doing the same thing for network switching.
When you take a look at that, can you talk a little bit about why this is such an amazing opportunity and why you think this is the right time for this transition by the marketplace?
So you take a look back at what we call the traditional network consumption model. It's been based on closed systems, ASICs, networking vendors where you bought the hardware and the software as a bundle and you were tied into their development cycles. As you've seen with a lot of the talk over the last few years regarding SDN programmability as a way out of this, talk about white box and bright box, branded white box, bare metal switching hardware. Some of the same discussions that you had in the server space a number of years ago. There's a new way of looking at the network infrastructure, and our view is that it's not only the hardware that's going to be changing, but also the type of operating system, and an operating system that from the get-go is predicated on additional programmability and flexibility and deployability across a wide variety of different hardware platforms.
When you take a look at Pluribus's specific role in this broad ecosystem, where do you think that you have the opportunity to provide the most value, and how does that fit in with the rest of the ecosystem in terms of delivering solutions to the market?
As a company, we're pretty much going forward in more of the software space than the hardware space. Our real key intellectual property is our NetVisor, which is a network operating system that also acts as a bare metal network hypervisor. And the role that that plays, if you look at hardware vendors, you look at chip vendors, they provide the underlying physical infrastructure. On top of the NetVisor, we have the various SDN applications that can be routing, switching, analytics, firewalling, you name it. But NetVisor performs that glue layer between the hardware and the SDN applications. And the way we sometimes look at that is to draw a comparison to smartphone operating systems, say iOS or Android, where you have a variety of different hardware platforms. You have a variety of different mobile applications, but there's a very important middle layer, the iOS or the Android, that ties all of this together. And if you're a CIO, if you're within an enterprise or a service provider, network engineering department, you're going to be looking at this degree of programmability that it gives you, this automation and agility that's been missing in most current network deployments. And this is once again going back to the promise of SDN.
When you take a look at the markets that you're serving, where do you see a sweet spot for initial deployments?
As a company, most of our effort right now is on enterprise IT. Reasons for that is that they're beginning to undergo a migration and an upgrade cycle. SDN and some of the other technologies that I spoke about are top of mind for them. And we see the capabilities that we have very much aligned to some of the pressure points of the CIO. I talked about needing a network that's more agile, needing a network that's more flexible to changing application loads. And just as important are the security implications, where they're looking for tools And SDN is one part of the solution set here to create a network that we describe as being more offensive than defensive. What I mean by that is a network that can help protect their vital assets in a more flexible way. The secondary market we go after are the cloud service providers. We actually have some success in North America and a lot of success in Asia Pac in this space where they're looking for technologies such as OpenStack and other orchestration methods to offer more versatile cloud-based services to their clientele.
What has been the response to the solutions thus far, and where do you think we are in terms of market adoption?
Two very good questions. The first part, I can only speak for Pluribus, where almost 100% of our engagements are positive in one way or another, where they understand our technology, they understand our value proposition. A number of them go into proof of concepts. In fact, we have over 50 paid customers globally already, either through direct sales or through some of our OEM relationships. In terms of overall market adoption, we're still in the very early stages. Depending upon the vertical and depending upon whether they see their IT infrastructure as a vital asset or something that's just nice to have, they'll be further along the SDN continuum.
When do you think that we as an industry will have achieved success? And what is the role of industry collaboration, such as the Network Builders Program, as part of that?
The current association collaboration we have with Intel is actually very interesting. So given that we have created what some people call a server switch, which is a fusion of high-performance compute and switching silicon, we obviously rely on Intel technology. We are probably one of the very few vendors in the networking space that use Intel for both the switching silicon, it's the Intel Ethernet switching, as well as Xeon processors for high-performance compute. And NetVisor that I was talking about, it's really predicated upon not only having the compute resources on the switching platform, either in the spine or at the leaf node or top of rack, as many people call it, but also the high-speed control interface that's also enabled with Intel technology. Going back specifically to network builders, what we're finding is there are different software vendors, other hardware vendors we're closely cooperating with to bring to market a more complete solution. So the technology partnerships, I think, are very critical to our success. We can't do everything on our own.
Dave, I think that you've probably interested a lot of people who are listening online and learning more about Pluribus. Can you send us to a website to find out more information?
Sure, www.pluribusnetworks.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a delight to learn from you.
Thank you very much.